Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. It is Monday, January 24th, 2022. If you're brand new, welcome aboard. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. But either way, whether you're brand new or if you've been around for a while, if you have not watched the other video attached to today's training, and I upload this video with every Monday's workout, it's entitled New to Linchpin, watch this first. Please do, because everything that I'm about to explain won't make sense without the backstory in that video. I apologize, it's a bit of a longer video, but there's a lot of stuff in the private track. You only need to watch that video once, and then you're good to go. So, for example, I'm about to talk about what the wild card option is. If that doesn't make any sense to you, pardon me, it's because you didn't watch the video. So go ahead and check that out, then come on back. So let's dive in. The workout we have today is a heavy day at a high heart rate. It's also one of our not for time workouts. And it was most certainly inspired by the classic CrossFit workout, Nancy, but with a little bit of a twist. This one is just percentage based. And since for a lot of people, this may result in a heavier overhead squat, not for everybody, that's why we're doing fewer reps per round compared to classic Nancy. So for a heavy day, 5 sets of 10 is a really nice place to be, and that's where we find ourselves. So the workout is 5 rounds for time or not, 400 meter run, and then 10 overhead squats at 50 to 60% of your one rep max, your choice. By all means, use a rack for sure. We also have some other equipment conversions on there in case you don't have the ability to run, you have to bike or row. With something like this, there's ideal and there's reality. Ideally, you would be able to do the sets of 10 overhead squats unbroken. Now, they may be profoundly tough, keep them safe, obviously, but unbroken would be nice. And I'm perfectly okay with somebody making that happen by slowing down the run. In a workout like today, the run is basically your recovery for the barbell work. And I don't say that too often, but today is one of those days because it is a heavy day at a high heart rate. So the heavy focus is the intentional bias, if you will. If you have to break it up, I would say ideally you don't break it up more than once. And if so, one of two things probably happen. You have a bit too much weight on the bar, or you push the pace on the runs too much. Super fitness robot time, in case you do choose to do it for time, 15 minutes or less, more likely in the neighborhood of 23 minutes. The wild card option, still not for time, but this is in case you're going to bike instead of run. And now it's just already uploaded into PTWB and just you're good to go. So it's the same workout, 5 rounds for time or not, but in place of the 400 meter run, we have a 1200 meter air bike jaunt. The scaled option, very similar to the workout of the day, still 5 rounds for time or not, still the 400 meter run, but now the difference is instead of doing the overhead squat, we're doing 10 front squats per round, 50 to 60% of your one rep max. And that percentage is very nice on a day like today because it allows the overwhelming majority of people to play just fine in that range and be good to go. But the front squat is less demanding of technique and flexibility than the overhead squat. That's why it's a nice scaled option. Don't get me wrong, you still need technique and range of motion for sure. Limited equipment crew, we're going to give them two options because on an overhead squat day, you can overhead squat a dumbbell, but holy cow, it's challenging for a lot of people. That is a flexibility demanding workout. So we've got two options, 5 rounds for time or not, 400 meter run, 10 one-arm dumbbell overhead squats with the left arm, then 10 with the right arm. That would be a 50-pounder for men, a 35-pounder for women, or use whatever load you want if you have a different load. The other option is, or 5 rounds for time or not, 400 meter run, your friend and mine, 12 dumbbell thrusters. Pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women. Of course, from the first workout to now, we've got videos showing you all the movements that you need to do. Super fitness robot time is 18 minutes, 30 seconds or less. That assumes you did the overhead squat for the limited equipment option, or 25 minutes for the more likely time, again, assuming the overhead squat option. No equipment workout, 5 rounds for time or not, 400 meter run, 40 air squats. After the workout, ideally, you can go ahead and accumulate 2 minutes in a handstand against a wall, against a tree, have your friend hold you up. If you can't do that, make a safe decision, modify as needed to a pike, to a plank, something of that nature. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. 50 to 100 medicine ball cleans, 20 pounder for the men, 14 for women, performed in as few sets as possible. We've got a SOTS press. Now here, the other part of the accessory work is an either or. It's not intended for you to do both. Either SOTS press, 4 sets of 5 to 8 reps, or Lynchman complex number 8. And just so you fully understand that complex, one complete complex is one power snatch, one hang power snatch, and then one full snatch. That's considered one complete complex. So we're thinking most people will do 3 to 5 complexes, resting a couple minutes between each. It's intended to be unbroken, but if that's unsafe for you, break it up. And then you choose the loading. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch and the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball. Final thing that we say today, this is at the end of every day's training, and we truly mean it, please take it to heart. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. Welcome to another week. I will see you tomorrow.